Anyway, I'm interested. Your impression of Chinese ufology and what the Chinese are doing and allowing.
Well, they seem to be open and free. I did 7 interviews in Hong Kong. Some of them, I mean, they were all done in English, of course, because I don't speak Chinese, but some of them were for the Chinese press and some for the English press because Hong Kong, of course, still has a substantial English-speaking population.
Yes.
And there wasn't the slightest hint of noisy negativism. None of the, you know, nasty cracks at the beginning, you don't really believe in this stuff and stuff like that. And I saw the press coverage, some of the English press coverage, and it was very friendly and straight. In Dalian, China, where the World Conference was, and I was the only North American there. There were some people there from Hungary and Israel and Australia and a lot of people from Taiwan and Japan and Korea. There were a couple of things. Now, the accommodations weren't that fancy in Dalian, you know, but the level of the people, and they all give you business cards over there.
I know.
You know, standard thing. And you start looking, you're dealing with engineers and scientists and professors and so forth. That was impressive to me. The name, they translated a lot of the titles. They had a booklet about the lectures. I didn't get a lot of time to speak there, but I got an award from my paper, which they had translated. It was Government UFO Lies. Now, you can imagine they liked that.
Oh, well, yes. That's why I'm having a hard time imagining ufology getting off the ground in China. Anything anti-government and ufology...
But it was the U.S. government I was talking about.
Well, but okay, but still, it's going to translate. I mean, if you get people interested in ufology in China, they're going to have to believe ultimately the same thing about their own government,
sure,
aren't they?
But they certainly, you had a feeling, a sense of openness. You know, for a while there was nothing in the Chinese press about UFOs. Then the floodgates opened. These guys are planning on sending out their newsletter, this Chinese UFO Society.
Stanton, if the floodgates opened in China, the only way that happened is by the Chinese government,
sure,
opening the gates.
Oh, of course. No question about it. And what it reminded me of, strange example, but in the mid-50s, there was a big world conference on nuclear fusion in England. And the Russian scientists went over, and the gates were opened. They put out all kinds of stuff, which kind of forced the Americans to, even though, because fusion is what goes on in H-bombs, even though everything had been highly classified, by them telling us what they were doing kind of forced us to open up and tell us what we were doing. So, yes, I certainly agree that this had to be a conscious decision at some high level. And there seemed to be, I got no feeling of anybody worrying about what the government was going to say if they talked about it.
Well, everybody in China worries about what the government's going to say. Anything that's anti-government in China is just frowned upon to the degree that people disappear.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is that the people at the conference seemed not at all to be concerned.
Why, do you think?
I think because they felt it was safe, because the government wants to get more of this stuff out. I mean, look.
Okay, let's ask that. Why would the Chinese government open the floodgates or allow the floodgates to open or even encourage them to open?
Because they want us to open ours. It's the simplest explanation to me.
Because they want us to open ours.
Well, hey, if they start talking, look, you know, they're going to go to the moon, and I don't doubt that they're planning on doing that.
Yes, they have said so.
Yeah, and they've had manned flights, and more than, how many, 2 people in this last one, I guess. And they have so much energy when they decide to do something to push in that direction.
Yes.
It's truly incredible. And I was very impressed, and some of the papers were technical, judging by the abstracts that I saw. And, you know, there is some conspiracy theorists over there. Let me give you a strange example of people in Hong Kong who drive on the English side of the road, you know, thought that John Mack must have been assassinated. You know, how could he get hit by a car?
I know.
Even though the trial, and I had to explain to them that when I went to England and walked around Hong Kong, I had to be very careful when I stepped off the curb because you instinctively go in the wrong place. You're looking the wrong way.
Do you have any reason to believe personally that there was anything that
no.
we don't...
about John Maxwell.
Yes,
as a matter of fact, you know that his family sent a letter asking leniency for the guy who was the driver.
Uh-huh.
He was a drunk driver, and he was sent away to prison for, 15 months, I guess. But they tried to mitigate his punishment, so they obviously were convinced that it wasn't a plot, an assassination or whatever.
And, okay. All right. You know, we'll leave it there. But in Hong Kong, you're saying they may feel differently.
Well, they did feel differently, but they weren't aware of the fact because they drive on the English side of the road, you know, that when you go someplace else, you better be careful. China, on the other hand, incidentally, drives on the American side of the road.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Which I find interesting. No, for me, it was an interesting experience. They're growing.
All right. Did you bring anything out of China? In other words, any knowledge of any occurrences? China is a big place. China has a lot of people. China must have a lot of stories. And if they're opening up, no doubt you heard some of them. Are there any Chinese Roswells in their history?
I didn't hear about a Chinese Roswell, no. I did hear about one case in particular involved a number of military people with observations, and they seem to be very open in talking about it, which, again...
Oh?
What?
I said, oh, as in, let's hear about it.
Well, it was a complicated case where the thing was there and observed by people. It was reported. The military saw it. It was near a base. The thing went away. It came back. They saw it. They couldn't identify it. They wondered what the heck was going on. They wrote a report. It was one of those things that, gee, how could they be so open about this when our guys are so afraid to talk about, you know, military guys,
yes,
what happens while they're in the military. So I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from the Chinese, and I think they'll be using our stuff. I got contacted by another Chinese scientist, actually, who's going to be translating some of my things over there, and I think that I was surprised, for example, at the number of Taiwanese scientists who were there.
Hmm.
You know, you hear about the fuss between Taiwan and
yes.
China and mainland China, and I didn't see that at this conference.